Right, looks like we are good to go. Welcome to Bike Sport Radio, December 2014. This is Robert, and yeah, missing a certain voice from good old Bike Sport Radio, and that would be our good old friend and originator and founder of Bike Sport Radio, which would be Brad House. Brad House has moved on to, I want to say greener pastures. I don't know. I think he's in Texas now. And actually going to be doing what I used to do, which is call in and take part in the show as well. But he's actually going to cover some of the racing down in, I want to say down or over, not quite sure, Texas. Good old Brad House is in Texas. And he'll be back in L.A. too as well. But I decided, well, I got nothing better to do on a Thursday afternoon. So let's continue this Bike Sport Radio saga. And hopefully I don't annoy too many people, but one thing I'm going to do this with this series is really get a lot of people to contribute. I'm going to look for reporters because I can't get to every single race out there, and I want to give every promoter a chance to get on the air and get some publicity. Promoters work hard and they need all the help they can get. So the more people we get out there racing, riding, and just having a good time on two wheels, the better it is for everybody. So hopefully we can get that achieved here. So I'm definitely going to have some outreach. Take a look on the Facebook page. We're going to make sure that we grow Bike Sport Radio and keep it going, keep it going. So supposed to start this back in, I guess, September, and life got in the way. For those of you who don't know me, some of you do know me, and I've met many people out there. Name's Robert Sandoval, and I'm a bike addict. Hello, Rob. God, I've been riding bikes since 18 years old. Been racing since I was 19 when I discovered that you could actually race. What a concept. You can race other people. And been doing it off and on and dabbled into all different aspects of cycling and racing. And yeah, I even raced those things with motors too for a little while. But, that dries, the funding for that stuff dries up quicker than it does for bike racing. So back into the cycling I went. It's been good. Life's good. Two wheels has always treated me right, except for one occasion with a car door, but we live and we learn. And gonna try to be a bit of an advocate for everything. Like I said, helping promoters, reviewing products, letting the cyclists know what they need. So I figure this is one great way. This is worldwide, internet-based. You can podcast it. So anybody who wants to get on air, contribute to the show, let us play with new high-tech, fancy, shiny new product. Yeah, that's the best part. Get a hold of us through the Facebook page. You can message me through there. You can message me through my own Facebook page as well. And then I'll be putting the email, direct email for me as well to, negotiate, talk about things, press releases and whatnot. And God knows I've been getting a whole bunch of press releases. So, it's going to be an interesting adventure to say the least. One of my last adventures, however, was visiting good old fashioned Interbike. And I did want to make this show, a little bit about that. Now, yeah, I know Interbike. Oh, back in September, we're in December. Where have you been hiding? Well, Interbike was especially good to me, and it kept me very busy. At Interbike, in case for those people who don't know, that's kind of the big trade show, all the industry show where we learn all about the new gadgetry that's out there. But one thing that I do when I go to Interbike is I kind of crawl through the bowels of Interbike. We've got the big, shiny, fancy, multi-$1,000 displays with, all the big names. They're there. They're showing their wares, And man, I just sometimes I see it and I just hate buying into the hype. Everything works. I'm going to tell you that right now. Everything works and everything does its job. Do some things do it better than others? Of course they do. They all do. But I go and I kind of search out those little odd little things in the hiding, you know, that haven't quite made it so big. And, you know, there's a lot of ingenuity out there. There's just not a lot of money behind that ingenuity sometimes. So they don't have the big shiny displays. And I find them, bring them out, just put their product through the paces and see how it holds up. And, you know, I do my best to give the feedback to the inventors and creators. And, you know, they come up with a better product. And it's a win-win for everybody, you know. And I think some of the trends this year were kind of funny. The weather affected everybody, which if you're in LA right now, that's where we're based out of. We're waiting for our turn. Hasn't gotten here yet, you know, of course. But chances are when I'm walking out the studio, it'll probably be pouring on me. I'm sure of it. But it's going to be interesting to see how everybody reacts to Stormwatch 2014. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Not Stormwatch. That can't be a storm. It's LA. It's sunny outside right now. There's actually break in the clouds. It's amazing. But we'll see what happens with that. But at Interbike, I guess we had a storm, and a lot of the people coming in from the east, one of the main roads in from the northeast, was closed, and a lot of people couldn't make it out there. So a lot of displays got caught in that too. So people got creative, and one of the manufacturers, they got really creative and made a pallet display, which I thought was really cool. You got some pallets laying around, you got some bikes, let's set it up. And the funny thing is, when I got there and I saw it, I thought, simple. And you know, just like, wow, this looks like they actually spent money on it. And then later on, I found out that, no, it's a screw gun and a couple pallets, and that's how they made a really, really awesome, simple display. The nice thing is, you got to see exactly what it is they were selling, and you didn't get all lost in all the bling and the blang. And I think it's one thing I kind of want to tell a lot of these, you know, display, you know, vendors that go to these shows is your products, if it's good, it's going to sell itself. You don't need the flash. You don't need the bang. You don't need it. If your product works, it works. And, you know, the industry in the whole, everybody gets burned with that stuff. So keep it simple, I think, is the principle here. Keep it simple. Show your stuff. Let us make our own decisions on it, because ultimately that's what we're going to do. And of course, we in the media, yeah, you know, I want to say one thing. I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid by advertising. So when I actually get something in my hands and I'm intentionally trying to abuse it, I'm going to try to break it, I'm going to make sure that it does what it's going to do. And I want to make sure that when somebody drops their hard-earned money on this product, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. And yeah, I can be a little bit abusive. I can also be very careful, and I'm not overly abusive, but I know what the average rider is going to do. I've been doing this for god-awful way too long. So anyways, enough of me ranting and raving about the industry. It's an interesting time in it, and we'll get more into it in later shows. Get some more people from the industry coming in to talk about what's going on with it. You know, there's always the debate about brick and mortar stores versus online stores, so we get different things going on. But we're going to try this here because, you know, this is all new technology for me, running this thing all by myself. It's interesting. You got to run all these boards, all these levers and whatnot, get kind of confusing. But hopefully we're not going to have dead air here for the next like 30 minutes, but we're going to listen to some of the interviews I got from Interbike. And I didn't do what Brad did to me last year and put like my last interview of the show first. You know, anyone who's gone to Interbike knows by the last day of Interbike, and you're barely lifting yourself up off the floor to get there. And with Cross Vegas and all the street races, and last year they had a crit. And then, of course, the usual shenanigans that happen in Vegas. It's like, oh my God, I actually got to walk through this floor one more time, rushing from appointment to appointment. I think I ran a marathon this last show. Running piece end to end. But we got some really cool interviews. There was a couple of really good products that stuck out this year. And I think you're going to notice a trend in the next coming years of where we're going with the cycling industry. So without further ado, let's hope that my trusty little player here, it's all plugged in, so it better work, but we'll see what happens here. You never know on this radio show. It's live, it's raw, it's unprofessional, and let's see if this stuff actually works.
At Your Buds with Ty, and he's going to talk a little bit about some of the new product coming out, some of the old product that's there, but just made a little fashion change, but it's all for the good. Looks really good to me.
Yeah, Robert, so what we've done is we've really revitalized the entire line from our lowest price points all the way up to our new wireless products. We have a new price point out there at $19.99, and then as you move up in our price points, you get what's called our quick click technology, which is actually a magnetized backing of the bud that allows for storage while it's in use or while it's actually out of use. Then we also have our new price point at our Bluetooth product at $99.99, which will be the most competitive price in the marketplace. It has 5-plus battery hour life, has Kevlar cording for tangle-free, and it also uses a neodymium 15-millimeter driver, which is one of the largest drivers in any Bluetooth out there on the marketplace.
And that actually, when he says corded, the headphones are still corded to each other, but there's no cord running down your body in to plug into your unit. It's actually going to use your Bluetooth technology.
Yeah, it gives you a wonderful hands-free experience, and it allows you to go directly from the actual Bluetooth earphone, change your music, go up and down in volume, search through your songs, all with the capability of never reaching into your pocket and having any wires that interfere with your activities.
Great, great. Looking forward to that. And that Bluetooth, and everybody's going Bluetooth nowadays because they're really getting tired of wires. But the Bluetooth is coming out when?
It'll be in stores on October 1st.
So October 1st, we'll take a look at that. Can't wait to get a hands on those, to try those out, and give you guys all the feedback on the show. Thanks, Ty.
My pleasure's all mine, Robert. You take care.
Okay, here I am with Aaron from IRT Wheels, or Inertia Racing Technology, and he's got some new shiny bling for us this year in the cross world. Tell us what you got, Aaron.
We have our new 2015 Alloy Cyclocross Wheels, disc brake specific. It's a center spline system. It's a 28 mil deep alloy rim that's tubeless compatible, 25 millimeters wide, through axle compatible, so you can do 142 by 12 or 15 in the front.
Awesome. And the price point, and when will we be able to get our grubby hands on these wheels?
MSRP is going to be at $849. We also offer industry deals, and the availability will be early September, so right about now.
Okay, awesome. And then they've also got their other lines of the road wheels, their carbon and aluminum, and they've also got their 29er wheels out there as well, so take a look at their website. What's the website?
IRTwheels.com.
All right, thanks, Aaron, for the time.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, another great find here at Interbike 2014. I'm here with Derek from Ram Mounts, and I have so much experience with these, but he's got a new product for us to talk about today.
So we have a new product called the Tough Claw. It's a claw that goes on pretty much any round rail, round bar. It also works on some flat surfaces. It comes with a 1-inch and a 1.5-inch ball. It's a very universal piece. We integrate a cup holder onto it. We integrate our X-Grip cell phone holder onto it. You can mount anything from a GoPro, you know, any sort of action cameras, you know, stereos, cell phones, whatever it may be. The range of the clamp goes from about 0.5 inch all the way up to 2 inches, so it's you know, very universal for the different bar sizes. But very excited about this product. It's excellent, you know, for all sorts of bicycles and everything like that.
Yeah, and just my personal experience, anybody who's used ram mounts in the past, it's always been that U-bolt across your metal bar on your rail, and now that is being replaced by this wonderful clamp. I'm looking at it. He's got them on a fat bike here in the booth, and we've got everything mounted to this thing except the kitchen sink. But I think we could probably work that in too, right, Derek? But yeah, I saw a really cool. They mounted a little one of those boombox wireless speakers mounted off of a ram mount. It's awesome. It's great. So take a look on it. Where are we going to find more info for that?
RamMount.com.
All right. And one more note, everything's very affordable at Ram Mounting. Just my personal experience. So take care. Okay, another great find over here at Interbike 2014. I'm talking to David with Speedfill, and he's got a really cool little device here for us. Tell us more about it, David.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Thanks for stopping by. What we're showing this year is our Speedfill F2, which is a patented adapter system that'll turn any water bottle into a hands-free refillable system. We're mainly known for the A2, which is our aero bar unit, but the F2, we're really targeting mountain bikers, and we're pretty excited about it because it allows you to refill on the fly, keep your hands on the handlebars, and we've got a cool little cable retractor system that's coming in the early part of 2015 that really makes it truly hands-free. And should make the mountain biking make you go a little bit faster, a little bit farther.
Yeah, and I was actually looking at that for the endurance racing, the 6 and 12 hour stuff, where you just don't want to stop for very long. You can just get your bottle filled up real quick and get going.
Well, the nice thing about the F2 is because it is a refillable system, you don't have to stop, take a backpack off, reload it. You can actually just inject from another water bottle right into the F2 system, and the reservoir refills within, you know, 2 to 3 squirts of your water.
Exactly what you need. Every little advantage counts out there. Thanks a lot, David.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, this is Robert.
You know, wouldn't you know it, technology's failing me. For some reason, who knows, it's cutting in and out, but hopefully it's coming through loud and clear. Just to touch back on a couple of those items. The earbuds were the first interview from the show, and the earbuds, those are just an amazing earphone that fit right into your ear and don't come out. Now, I dabble in running from time to time, and I've always had an issue with earplugs falling out of my ear, so that's the one thing I told them. I said, they guaranteed that they wouldn't fall out. And I said, yeah, right, you and everybody else. I actually was able to not get those earbuds to fall out of my ears. Now, you know, there's a big debate about, riding with earbuds and whatnot. A lot of guys don't want to do it, but, you know, it's been proven that you want to go faster. Music actually does motivate you, especially, you know, when you need that push, when you've been just putting miles and miles in. So music does work, and earbuds is definitely one way to do it. And I'll be talking about another towards the end of the show here. We're going to get going through the rest of this. IRT Wheels, local company. We love supporting the local companies. All hand-built by the crew there. Actually, I think it's only one person, but I don't want to say that if it's not true, but he complains a lot about building a lot of wheels, so I'm pretty sure it's just one person. Hey, best way is to keep quality control, right? And the Ram mounts. I think the Ram mounting is an industry. The Ram company has been around for years. I used them when I used to race dual sport and work search and rescue out there. We use it for our GPS mounts, but they've just expanded into the bike industry, and they're just gradually coming out. Real sturdy mounts for those bike packers and you know, bike overnight backpackers and ultra endurance guys who really need solid mount systems where they don't care about the weight thing. These are the way to go. They're solid. I mean, they're sturdy, dependable, rugged. I mean, I think I just said all the same words, but, and they're affordable. I mean, and nice thing is there's just so much flexibility with the mounts. It's not just you have to buy one mount for everything. Everything works together. It's a really unique system. Definitely take a look at that. And the Speedfill. Oh, that was just such an ingenious little item. The canister for water is on your bike permanently. It's just like stopping for a fuel stop. You just stop and you fill it with water and go. I mean, it's awesome. So something to look into as well. let's go on to the next interview here and see who we've got.
Robert here at Interbike. Found something cool for the ladies to wear while biking and not to look like they're actually biking. I'm here with Allison. Tell us more about your product line.
Hey ladies, this is Allison from CORE. I basically started this bike line because I was sick and tired of getting off my bike and looking like a seal with a maxi pad stitched into my behind.
I love that line.
I really wanted wear that didn't look like bike wear. Wear on the road, wear off the road. Wear that I could wear on my bicycle, get off my bicycle, and go have a cocktail with my ladies. Lightweight, barely there, feels great on your skin, and it looks good. And I honestly, I love biking, and I couldn't find anywhere that reflected how I was feeling on the inside, and this wear does.
Now, I've looked at it here. They've got a pair of briefs that have a pad in them, a real lightweight pad, and looks really comfortable. It looks like minimal seams, so definitely I can't speak from a woman's biological perspective, but they look like they'd be pretty comfy. And then Allison told me that a couple of guys have come and bought like some of the muscle shirts, which are a really cool mesh. Looks like it'd be really great in the hot weather shirts. And I could probably use those as base layers probably under my jersey. And then she's got a 3/4 spin pant. And I know my wife would probably love those because she's a little self-conscious of her legs. But they look really comfortable. And she said even guys have worn them. So I might have to give those a try. What do you think?
Yeah, no, they're wonderful. Actually, I clean my house in them, and I nap in them, and I play tennis. I made sure, because I play every sport, Robert. I mean, okay. I wanted to make sure that I had one set of sports clothing for everything. I do yoga, I run, I play tennis. I have tennis-sized pockets for the 3/4 spin dancer.
Nice.
I wanted one apparel line that I can do a lot of things in, because we are very busy. Women are busy. You know, we got moms with 3 kids. You know, we don't have time for fashion changes, you know? Like, I want to be able to wear something, go to the grocery store, go pick up my kids, go to yoga, go run, you know, do it everything in one set of gear.
And what's our retail starting price and all this? Well, at least your starting point and your max point.
The retail price points, because it was so important to me to make this gear where I fell in love with cycling. I'm from New York. I was born in Brooklyn. So all the tops are made in Brooklyn. All the bottoms are made in Manhattan. The padded briefs retail for $85. The 3/4 spin dancer pant retails for $165. The short version retails for $145. And the tops retail for $75.
Okay, and the great thing is USA made, which here at Bike Sport Radio, we definitely push the USA made products. So, Allison, thank you so much. Where can we get more info on your line?
KOR-NYC.com.
Thank you, Allison, for your time.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, so I'm here at Kryptonite with Daryl, and he's going to talk about a new line of products coming out later on this year, and I think it's going to put us all at ease with our high-end bikes out in public. Tell us more, Daryl.
So we have a new line of urban security designed by Messengers. Kryptonite was thrilled to have the opportunity to work with New York City Bike Messengers. These are the folks that are some of our most passionate customers. They lock and unlock their bikes 20 to 40 times a day. So these are the folks that know what durability is all about. They know the type of rigor our products are put through. With the new Messenger collection that we're launching that's available this December, we've introduced a new Mini Plus. It's the Messenger Mini Plus. It comes with an extender piece, which is really cool because it allows you, with just one locking device, to be able to have a U-lock that locks the frame and the rear wheel, and then an extender piece, the frame and the rear wheel, and then an extender piece that also allows you to capture another wheel. It's fantastic in that it's lightweight, profile hasn't changed. With the new Messenger Mini, it's 11 millimeter shackle. It's a new high performance steel, same weight as our it's lighter, but same security as our existing Mini 5. We've also introduced a new chain in Molly. It's really cool. It's a four-sided chain. It comes with a new Molly style padlock, which feedback from the messengers, they love this because it allows you to keep the lock on your hip and keep it unlocked so that when a messenger rolls up to a stop, they already have the lock unlocked. It saves them that 5 seconds, which to a bike messenger, 5 seconds is really important. To any urban rider, any piece of convenience, whether it's the really ideal weight of this chain or the convenience of having a longer shackle padlock, again, ideal. And this is a security rating 7 out of 10. It comes with two keys and a cool wristlet that a lot of urban riders like to keep around their wrist so they never lose their keys. The last thing I'd like to talk about is some new security wheel nuts that we've introduced. These are anti-gravity nuts, and as you'll see on our videos, what's neat about these is it allows you to have a true one-lock solution. With what we're calling the total package, a Messenger Mini plus the locking nuts, you only need one lock to lock the frame and the rear wheel, and then you can use the locking nuts on the front wheel. By anti-gravity, what I mean is you secure the nuts on your front axle, and the only way, there's a pin that engages, and the only way to disengage that pin is to invert the bike upside down, which when your bike is locked properly with the Messenger Mini, there's no way a thief's going to get to this. So it's really cool in that small, lightweight, one-lock solution. And this whole project, the Messenger Collection project, has been around durability, making sure that locks we provide can withstand the daily abuse that a messenger or any urban rider puts them through. Fit and flexibility, making sure that the locks are a little bit longer, a little bit wider, and that they can get around parking meters and bike structures and different things that are changing in urban areas, and then a one-lock solution, making sure they're not having to carry multiple locks. So we're really excited. Look for these products in bike shops near you in December.
And we can get more info. I've seen some really cool videos on the website, but we can get more info about all the locks and all the pictures, and we get to see everything at where exactly?
KryptoniteLock.com. You'll see the videos on the products, and all the new products are up on the site now.
Awesome. Looking forward to getting my hands. These nuts are really cool. I highly recommend taking a look at them. I'll have hopefully some video and pictures up on that on Facebook soon. Take care, guys. All right, here I am with the guys over here at Velocity Clip. They're a fun group, I must add. I haven't stopped laughing yet. But I'm here with the founder, I guess, Sven. Sven, I got to say his name right. I think I said it. All right, Sven.
Yeah, he got it. It's
guys over here at Velocity Clip. They're a fun group. I must.
You know, I'm really beginning to hate this stuff now. You know, that's what happens when you try to overtax a computer. They're so temperamental. That's why I like my bicycle. Let's try to replay that Velocity Clip. One more time. Hopefully she doesn't break up on me. Hate breaking up. Here we go. Let's push a button and let's see what happens.
I am with the guys over here at Velocity Clip. They're a fun group, I must add. I haven't stopped laughing yet. But I'm here with the founder, I guess, Sven. Sven. I got to say his name right. I think I said it right. Sven?
Yeah, he got it. It's Sven. And What we have here is the Velocity Clip, and the Velocity Clip basically turns your smartphone into an action camera. So it fits all smartphones, all cases. You just stick your phone in our mount, then you can stick it on your bike, your chest, your helmet, and you can start getting some really awesome point of view camera shots.
All right, I've got to help him out because he's losing it. This is what happens when you run a company, but this is Interbike and we're allowed to do this crazy nonsense. So these clips clip anywhere. They use the same GoPro mount, so if you already have a GoPro set up, just clip it right in. Their chest harness, I must admit, I have a GoPro harness. I don't like it, but this one looks way more comfortable, wider straps. They've got basically turning your cell phone into what it's supposed to be used for, a multi-use item. You can use it to videotape your rides, you can use it for GPS, use it for whatever you want. He's also got a car suction cup mount as well. So I think this is a great little product here. I can't wait to put it through its paces because I'm definitely going to attempt to break it. Let's see what he says over here.
Wow, thank you, Robert. Absolutely right. Thanks for talking about how it's compatible with the GoPro. If you already have a GoPro set up, it's definitely interchangeable, and sometimes it's a lot more convenient to use your smartphone because you already have a smartphone screen. You can actually watch your videos, share your videos right away. You don't have to run to your computer and edit your videos and let them sit on your GoPro for months. So instantly share. You can also use your cool biking apps.
And
all kinds of other great stuff. You know, I'll tell you, you never give the recorder to the owner. You give it to the marketing guy who's standing there with a smile on his face. But anyways, we're going to put this through the paces. Where can we get more info at where?
Go ahead and visit us over at velocityclip.com.
All right, velocityclip.com. Take a look at that. And one other note, very, very affordable. So take a look at it, and I'm out. Okay, here at Interbike 2014, I am here at the BSX Insight booth with Dustin, the president of the company. He's got a really cool item for checking our fitness levels out. Tell us more about it, Dustin.
Sure, Robert, appreciate it. The BSX Insight is the world's first ever wearable lactate threshold sensor. As you mentioned, blood lactate has traditionally been a blood-based test. For 40 years, it's only been accessible with athletes willing to get stuck with needles 10 or more times. BSX Insight is a revolutionary product that uses lights, LED lights basically, like you'd find in a flashlight, to look inside the muscle to non-invasively measure what's happening and give a highly accurate measurement of the athlete's lactate threshold. Lactate threshold is essentially an athlete's red line. It's the intensity that they can maintain for 45 to 60 minutes without bonking, without getting tired and fatiguing. And most importantly, is it's a very actionable metric. It's the most accurate way of identifying your perfect training zones so that you make sure that you're always getting the most out of your training. Never overtraining, which can be detrimental, and never undertraining, which can be wasteful.
Awesome. And as an EMT, I've used the O2 sensors, and this is basically using that same technology. It was using the light to tell, but the oxygenation. Same thing here, except you're testing the lactate threshold. So definitely some great technology, and I'll be back here. We're going to have a live sample this afternoon at 4, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so I'm going to come back, sneak back for that to check out, see how that works out. And these product will be available when?
Mid-December 2014.
And the price points starting at?
At $299.
Okay, and they go up a little from there based on what exactly you're looking for, because there's a running one, a cycling one, and a multi-sport one. So they're all going to have little differences in them. All right, thanks so much, Dustin.
Thank you so much.
Audio. So okay. I'm here.
Okay, before we get to the next one, I want to talk a little bit about that BSX Insight. They're really doing some outreach with that item. Yesterday down in the San Diego area, if anybody went to that demo, I'd love to hear what your thoughts were on that. So you can message me on Facebook, Bike Sport Radio, on Facebook.com, or you know the rule for Facebook. It's not a .com, it's Facebook. Curious. That's non-invasive to find out your lack. You know, and I'm going blank on it again. I thought I was just tired at Interbike. I think I'm tired now too. But to find your threshold, your lactate threshold, you used to have to prick your finger and take a blood sample, whereas now using technology, they can get it infrared through light. And they're definitely going to, it looks like, the wave of the future. So you take your fitness serious. You know, you train, you buy, you eat right, you read every book, you pay for a coach. I mean, you're using power meters. I mean, you should probably start looking into this to try to see what you can really get out of your body. Now, the next clip, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of break, because, you know, when you're doing that stuff, you just don't realize what's going on out there. But the next one here is a very special treat from my good old friends at Swiftwick Socks. And by the way, if you're not running Swiftwick Socks, you really got to get out and pick yourself up a pair. We had a very special guest at Interbike, and I happened to catch him just before he's getting ready to jump on an airplane and fly out. So see if anybody recognizes this guy.
Here with Mr. Bill Walton, famous.
And I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I'm here at Swiftwick with my great friend Mark Cleveland. And I never ride my bike without Swiftwick socks. I've got all kinds of orthopedic, circulatory, skin issues. And so when I came across Mark because of his support for all the different causes that I'm involved in and the programs to help other people learn how to ride their bikes and be able to ride their bikes for fun and health and all the things that we live for in life, Mark showed me a whole new world. And his product, his ingenuity, his creativity, his imagination, his passion for doing what's right in the world. I make all my decisions in life based on people, purpose, passion, programs, and projects. And that's why I'm here today with my great friend, Mark Cleveland. Because Mark Cleveland, he scores at 100% in all those different categories. I live to ride, I ride to live, and I never ride without Swiftwick socks. That guy is awesome. Mark Cleveland, Swiftwick.
And I will admit, I've met Mark last year, an awesome guy, and I just amazing to see a legend like you supporting Swiftwick. We know we got a great product here.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world because Mark provides me the tools and the equipment of Swiftwick to be able to go out and chase my dream. And here it is. Right here, Interbike 2014, the opportunity to come and learn all this different stuff about all these fantastic products and companies and everything, and to be able to come to the foundation, because it all starts with the feet. If your feet don't work right,
up the line,
everything is going to go wrong. Swiftwick, I'm with that guy.
Well, that's awesome. Great. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it. And best wishes on everything in the future.
Let's go ride our bikes. Let's slide some Swiftwick socks on and go out and have the time of our lives.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Okay, I'm here at...
Is Bill Walton not probably one of the most inspiring pitchmen? He had me just wow. It was first things first, this guy's tall. I mean, I thought I was kind of tall for a cyclist and just tall, but he's tall. I mean, he really is. He's actually a pretty active rider, and he's not lying when he's saying that, he hooked up with the owner of Swiftwick's and Swiftwick Sock. And, that crew of people, if I could work for anybody, I'd probably really want to work for them. They just seem to have their heart into the product, and they're always just coming up with something new. And this year I did get some of their new product, and it's just phenomenal stuff. The quality, I'm notorious for just destroying socks, and it's partly my fault because, I don't go and sit in the chair and get my nails done like I should. By the way, I do recommend doing that. It is kind of fun. But I need to do it more often. But I just destroy socks. Between running and cycling, cyclocross and things like that, you just destroy this stuff. And, every year I go out there and everyone's like, oh yeah, try our socks. Our socks, these socks will work great. Oh, we won't do these. They'll last you forever. And da 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 da. You just hear that, and you just kind of go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, sure. I've ran into two manufacturers of socks that actually hold up and do what they say they're going to do, and it's just this is one of them. And I just love the vibe. That's like, if you ever make it to Interbike, you got to swing by the Swiftwick sock booth. Just watch out when you swing by, because you may end up getting a tattoo. They're still pushing me for that. Yes, there's free tattoos there, and if you're lucky, sometimes you may be able to be invited into the secret vault there with the special adult beverages, which they partake in. But you didn't hear that from me. No, but it's just, it's just a fun group of guys. Mark Cleveland's there. His energy is like nothing else. And if you think he's bad there at the booth, wait till you see him at Cross Vegas with a couple of adult beverages in his hands. Whew. I think I kept him from falling off his van. I'm not sure. We're not sure what was going on at Cross Vegas, but it was an interesting evening with him nonetheless. Always a fun guy, always a fun spirit, love the vibe. And, hey, what am I saying? I'm talking about this guy. you follow him on Facebook, you're going to see what he is involved in. And I just don't understand where he finds the time, because he's just involved in so many things. As Bill Walton mentioned, he's into different charities and organizations, and he's just involved. It's amazing to see that. And he makes a damn good product. I can't talk bad about him yet. No, I won't talk bad about them. It's just they're really good socks. And, you know, if you're going to invest in, you know, it's one thing, your feet. If your feet don't feel right, you're going to be bothered, you know, especially you're 2 hours into a ride, 3 hours into a ride. You're like, God, my feet hurt, you know. Take care of your feet. This is the start. The next interview was probably, I'm going to say, one of the new items that is kind of, we're going to start seeing more and of. And let's see, one, two, three more items in, I think, was the item of the show. So listen on.
Polar, and I'm talking to Michael about their newest computer, the V650. Michael, go ahead and tell us a couple quick features about it.
Okay, well, it's scheduled to debut a little bit later this fall, looking at the mid to late October time period. It's our first integrated GPS bike model. It has a full touchscreen display. As it is running on Bluetooth smart technology, you're going to have the flexibility of not only using Polar Bluetooth sensors, but whatever third-party company that has Bluetooth smart technology as well. It also has mobile connectivity, so if you have a select mobile devices like smartphones and tablets, for example, you can install the Flow application onto it and then automatically see the results of the exercise data on the mobile device. It represents our first model in our product lineup that's going to have this type of technology for the bike world, and we're really quite excited about it.
Yeah, and just looking at the product here, it's great. It's like having a little mini cell phone. I can just swipe the screens and push button and touch it, and not a problem. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this product out on the road. And Michael, where can I get more info on this?
Well, you can visit our website at polar.com, and you can learn more about it. And again, this product's going to be available in just a few weeks' time, and you'll be able to visit many of our retailers, many of our bike retailers, for example, as they'll be carrying this product in store.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Big question. What's the cost on this guy?
Okay, there's going to be two versions of it. There's going to be one sold without heart rate, which is going to retail at $270, and there's going to be another one sold with heart rate sensor, which is going to be retailing at $320.
All right, that's pretty good. Nice pricing, nice product. Polar's always been around, always got real quality products, so everybody take a look at that. Okay, I'm here with Sealskins, and I'm talking to Sean. He's going to give us a little bit of info on what their product consists of. The name kind of says itself, but it's definitely got a new look, so let's see what we can find out about Sealskins.
Sealskins is a brand out of the UK, very strong in Britain and in parts of Europe, and known for its waterproof, breathable products, including a patented waterproof, breathable, stretchable sock and a companion glove that goes with it. Our brand mantra, our brand promise, is outdoor defiance. We make endurance accessories that protect your hands, head, and feet against the elements so that you can stay out longer, be the first out and the last in. Key products we're rolling out here at our first official Interbike include a Halo shoe cover with a blinking LED, adjustable blinking LED. Also, our full sock line, again, patented, waterproof, goes inside your shoe instead of having to deal with an overshoe, and ideal for all kinds of cycling conditions, from training to commuting to cyclocross to mountain bikes. You know, lots of fairly obvious use cases for why it'd be good to be waterproof, but still be able to get off your bike, hike, run, do whatever you need to do.
Awesome. Looking forward. I did stick my hand in there with the model's foot in the sock there. She's been standing in that water all day, and her feet are absolutely dry. I stuck my hand in that sock. Same thing. My hand came out of their spot. I mean, just dry as can be. So looking forward to putting this stuff through the paces. If we want to find out more information, more retail prices and things like that, where do we go?
You can see us at sealskins.com. It's probably the easiest and direct traffic from there.
All right, sounds good. Take a look at sealskins.com and get some water protection. Okay, I'm here with Matt at a booth called Endeavor, and he's going to talk about the product line they carry. A couple of three little items here, but really important items. So, Matt, take it away. It's all yours.
Just We're here with Endeavor. We make a kinesiology tape called Strength Tape. Like all kinesiology tapes, it's going to help you get a lot of support without restricting your range of movement. The difference with our tape is it sticks a lot better than every other brand. It will make it through a full Ironman and then last 3 or 4 days afterwards. And we also make a safety ID bracelet that we call My ID. My ID holds all your information on an online profile. And it's accessed through a bracelet that has a QR code on it. You can scan, you can click a website, or there's a phone number you can call. So there's three different ways to get our information, the person's information, sorry. And we have two different versions of that. There's one that's a little bit classier, it's called a Sleek, and one that's a Sport, which is a pure silicone band. It's great for when you're out training or going for a long ride.
And these bracelets, the one difference between these and the others that are on the market is you don't have to have the plate, the face plate engraved when you make changes. You can do it all online, all over your phone. It has an 855, 800 number for, access when medical responders get to the bracelet and whatnot, and they can pull up all your vital info. And the price points on these are really low cost. I think this fancier one was like $40, and the basic silicone one was like $20. So good price, good peace of mind. As an EMT, and I've mentioned on the air before, I check for bracelets. I look for, information, and more and more EMTs, the first responders, are, trained to look for these bracelets. So, you'd be a fool to not be out riding with some sort of medical ID on you. So, from Endeavor, I'm out here. Check it out. You want to get more information, we go to endeavor.com. That's E-N-D-E-V-R.com. Okay, I'm here with Sam, and I've discovered probably the hottest product I have seen here at Interbike this year. I'm really excited about it, and I think everyone's going to be excited about it. It's a Magellan GPS unit, but this one's got some features that are really going to make your head spin. So, Sam, take it away.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, we're really stoked about this product. We just launched back in July with the Cyclo 505 and the 315, and the response has been overwhelming. And I think when you look at what the unit brings to the table for cyclists, it's pretty amazing. First and foremost, it comes fully loaded with both OSM and Teleatlas maps. So right out of the box, you got everything you need. You don't need to get any additional maps or anything. You can just go ride. The second really cool piece of the units really is the fact that the UI is stupid simple. It takes nothing to get into it. Great test was for me to jump into the unit without looking at the QSG or the manual. I had it figured out in about 2 minutes, and that's saying something. So we love the fact that it's easy to use. Anybody can get into it immediately and, again, begin riding. The other probably biggest feature in the unit is the Surprise Me feature, and that has auto-routing. And so you can basically go in and plug a POI or a closed loop or a point on a map, and it'll give you up to three different options for that particular distance or that particular ride. Whether you've done it by time or not, you have the ability to auto route, particularly if you've gone to a place you've never been before. It's a very cool feature. You've got full trainer support as well, so you can go in and plug in any workouts based on heart rate, whatever. The settings are also very intuitive and very straightforward. Once you create your profiles and you get all your routing preferences loaded in and it knows how much you weigh and how old you are and all that fun stuff, the algorithms will take care of the rest. Sensor support is very comprehensive. You've got over 140 amp plus sensors supported by these units. And I think the coolest thing for a lot of people that like the connected life is we also, on the 505, support Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So not only can you pair with iPhone, but you can also pair with Android. So you've basically got 100% of the market covered relative to smartphones. And that way you can see when phone calls or SMSs come across. You don't have to grab your phone if it's not an emergency, so you don't have to interrupt your ride. Another cool piece of that is the Wi-Fi sync capability that you have to automatically upload your rides once you get back home or to another open network. You can hit one button and sync your ride data to your account, and then you can go do your analytics right away.
Okay. This thing is loaded, and I mean, he's only touched some of it. It's just going to be a great feature. It also syncs into your DI2. There'll be a picture on Facebook of that on the website when this
when you're listening to this, look at it. It's awesome. It's an awesome tool. If you haven't bought a computer or you have bought a computer, it doesn't matter anymore. This is your new one. It's durable. It's got a 12-hour battery life on it. You can add a second battery if you're into ultra endurance stuff like I do. It's just an amazing product. Everybody, get online. Take a look at this thing. Where can we get more info, Sam?
At MagellanGPS.com.
And one more thing I forgot, because most of you are sitting there going, well, I can't afford that. Well, guess what? This thing has a retail price. Listen to this. Don't be shocked, but it's a retail price of?
$429.
$429.00. I think the best bargain, the best find at this year's show so far. Thanks, Sam, for your time.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, I'm here with Ben from HipLock, and he's going to talk about this really ingenious chain that you can take with you everywhere. Ben, take it away.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so basically, here at HipLock, we're all about taking your lock with you an easy and pleasurable experience rather than being a bit of a pain in the ass. So we've developed a range of locks that are really simple and easy to take with you. So it's based upon belt design. So the buckle and the padlock are integrated, which allows you to wear the lock around your waist without it being locked to you. One size fits all. Everything's designed to be super comfortable. But they're also, when you come to lock your bike up, it's also a super secure lock too. All the locks are independently tested by Salt Secure and other independent testing houses throughout the world, using super hardened steel. We have a bunch of different models. Each one is designed for different environments, different security levels. Each one, we want to make taking a lock with you as easy as possible. We want people to not have to change their riding style, not have to throw clips onto their bicycles or have locks hanging from their handlebars and getting in the way. Everything is kind of an integrated system. So, it's all good fun.
Yeah, now I've seen all three models. They have basically like a light, a medium, and a heavy duty. Nice thing about it is, it does use a Velcro strap, but as I was just told, once that Velcro eventually wears out, because Velcro does, it, over time of use, it will lose its power, but it's actually replaceable, and you don't have to buy a whole new chain, you just buy the outside cover, and you're good to go. And I looked at the simplicity of the system. It's amazing. I don't see why anybody now wouldn't carry a lock with them. It's as easy as putting on a belt. Actually, I think easier than putting on a belt. And nice thing, too, keys are registered. So you can register your keys. If you lose it, get another one. No problems. You don't lose your bike to a lost key. They also have a really cool little hip U-lock, which has a little holder to slip onto a strap, slip onto your waistband if you want to go real minimalist there. But what do these products start at retail-wise?
We the HipLock Pop, our cable, like our low security one, starts at $30, and then it runs all the way through to $130 for the HipLock Gold, which is like the ultimate gold level security chain lock. I mean, it's basically the easiest to carry. Easiest to transport gold rated chain lock. 10 mil hardened steel chain. It's each one, we also design other little features around it. So the fact that you're wearing it anyway, each one has reflective details. So if you get caught out, low level light conditions, at least you've got that extra little hit of reflectivity on there. We're the founders of the business. We're all designers at heart. We're all bicycle riders. We're passionate about riding bicycles and security, and we try and put a lot of thought and a lot of effort into designing and testing the lock. So,
and the website to get more info on this?
It's hiplock.com, HIPLOK.com.
Awesome. Looking forward to wearing one of these one day here shortly. So thanks, Ben, for your time.
As of today. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, where is the time fly? Oh wait, flown? Fly. God, and I actually teach. That's scary. Anyways. Got some gift ideas there, huh? Looking for that perfect gift for your cycling friend or ex for yourself, I will say a couple of things. Number one, that hip lock is just awesome. I've been using it. I've used that lock, and you know, I used to never carry a lock with me because I hated throwing the U-lock in a backpack and then having to go and find a place to lock it up. And I just begged the store places, "Hey, let me in. You know, let me put my bike right here." It's so simple. It's just amazing how simple, and God, how I wish I had developed that thing. It's just amazing. And so, the Magellan 505, it was a phenomenal tool. Like I said, if you take your training serious, you take your riding serious, it's the way to go. I love just looking at the DI2 in there. You can, it's almost an unfair advantage if you're racing using that thing, because you can plan your gears ahead of time. You can look to see what gear you're in before you jump for a sprint. Because, you know, when you're racing and you're watching everybody and you're kind of, you know, you lose track of what gear you're in, and it's kind of that nice little indicator there. Just, you can take a quick glance to see where you're at. You know how much gear you got left, and you make that jump. I mean, there's just so many advantages. And, you know, just the fact that you've got an actual live GPS that you don't need to buy maps for. Yeah, $400. You know, yeah, it's a little bit on the upside there, but you know, for what you get, it's actually quite a bit. I thought he was to say like $600-$700 after, you know, he was done showing me all the things it does, and I was just thinking, yeah, this is gonna be a hard one to sell. But it's not that much more than buying a fully loaded Garmin or a Polar or anything else, so it's comparable, and you get a lot to go with it. So they were supposedly released this last month, October or November. I'll come back and double check on that to make sure that they are available. But great Christmas gift ideas here for your cycling buddies. Hey, I get to go test my seal skins tomorrow. Yeah, right. I actually did use them in a cyclocross race last week, and my feet were toasty. Nice and dry. Nothing else was, but my hands, I used the sealskin gloves and I used the socks, and they were just amazingly awesome products. They work. They do what they're supposed to do. And like I said, lots of great ideas there from Ram, Speedfill, Kryptonite, Velocity Clip, Swiftwick socks, Polar Sealskin, Endeavor, Hip Lock, and IRT, along with Your Buds. And Your Buds, you're actually, if you take a look around, they're all over the place now. I've seen them at Target. I've seen them everywhere. Now, their higher end stuff, of course, is going to be, you know, found online and in the higher end stores. But you know, they got some awesome earbuds. So if you're into the earbuds, another Christmas idea. Well, you know what? I see 5 o'clock, and it's time for Bike Sport Radio to take a break this week. But before I do go off the air, we'll be back next week with some more holiday gift ideas. So you'll have a week to find them, but I'll give you all the information. We're going to take a visit with some more audio choices for listening to your tunes while not totally locking yourself out of real life. But on to another topic real quick. Do you know the law when it comes to bicycle riding? I found this really cool little pamphlet of laws, and I started reading it, and some of them are pretty darn funny. True or false questions. So I think what I'm going to do is leave you with a true and false question on this little test they give you. If you're listening or you hear it and whatever, answer the question on the Facebook page. Let's see. Ready? I don't know. I'll see how many people are going to get this one right or wrong. There were two pretty funny ones. Let me see. All right, here we go. Handlebars must be positioned so the bicycle operator's hands are not elevated above the level of his or her shoulders when grasping the normal steering grip area. True or false? See if you can answer that question. We'll see you next week with some more holiday gift ideas. We'll have some race results from the Santa Cruz Cyclocross race this Sunday in Pierce College. Check the Facebook page for more info on that. Any other races going on that people know? Send me the info. Oh yeah, almost forgot. 6 o'clock tonight. Thursday nights, there's usually a ride out of Peddler's Fork. However, the rain is canceling tonight. However, well, God, that's my favorite new word, however. It's usually a ride and pint type of night. Well, they're omitting the ride and they're going for the pints. So you know what I mean. Stop on by, say hi to the guys there at Peddler's Fork. Sadly, I don't think I'm going to make it out there tonight to say hi, but if you guys are listening, enjoy, have fun. Tell them you heard it. You heard about it, Bike Sport Radio. But normally Thursday nights, there's a night ride out of there. And anybody else who's doing rides right now during the winter training, I think the SEMI ride has started again too Saturday morning. Let me know. Hit me up with your schedule, and I'll get you guys on the air. All right. You guys all have a great, safe night. Enjoy the rain. Drive safe. Ride safe. And talk to you soon.